This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do I wait for the sound to drop? Like, you know, I always like, whenever Dylon plays, like, the slow entries, I'm like, do I wait for it? I can't wait all the way for Sweet Emotion, though. Too far out.
Yeah, this song will take you forever if you do that. But it is supposed to hit.
Yeah.
You do want it to hit, though.
Like, yeah.
Because that's
eventually it'll get there. Just keep it rolling down. We'll just talk over it.
You know what I mean? The beginning of Dazed and Confused right here. It's what makes it so phenomenal.
But yeah. Someone listening is like, you are going to talk over it. Yeah. And I just did.
Yeah. Like, wait, shut up. This is my part. Oh. Anyhow, man, appreciate you guys hanging out and tuning back in. We are The Morning Shift. Mike, Allie, Squid Billy. Allie's on day 4 hanging out with us. We haven't run her off yet, so we're enjoying her time with us. Dylon behind the glass actually playing the Sweet Emotions, which he's bringing out in all of us, the Sweet Emotions, this morning, man. A lot of fun so far. A lot of great wake-up calls. Appreciate you calling in if we didn't get to you. Holler at us tomorrow. We also, Allie, we got a couple of really good tweets today, which I love.
Yeah, we're talking about how Michael Penix has athletic arrogance is the slogan they're using Penix right now.
T-shirts.
And Brandon Mincy loved it. And he said, got to say, athletic arrogance sounds like a cologne.
Yes.
Let the lead take a big whiff.
Yes. Breathe it in. Breathe it in, NFL. That's definitely something I would put on a T-shirt. Maybe we can get him in touch with your T-shirt maker. And see if we can hook up the athletic arrogance and just put it, you know, he can pin it to his profile and see what happens. See how many we can get out there.
I mean, look, if he's willing to pay for them, I mean, they ain't free.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be all right in that department.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, he's only a rookie. I heard so much about how you found out so much this weekend or last weekend about rookie contracts and how they're staggered due to the Shedeur Sanders drop, where it was like every round he's lost this much money because he didn't go in the first round and second round. And so, but yeah
I think he's all right. He evidently was at his post-draft party that he threw at some point in the last couple of days. I don't know which day it was, and he just had a stack of like 100K. So yeah, he's fine. He's all right. It's a different day and age, man. A lot of these guys got the zeros in their bank account. Maybe that's what led to some of the conversations surrounding his draft. But nonetheless, man, appreciate everybody weighing in. It's been a lot of fun on the show so far today. Keep those tweets and everything else coming because we have been cackling in here all morning at some of the things at 929 Morning Shift. We will, coming up in, 20 minutes, we'll talk to Mike Dettillier. We're going to go over some of the Saints draft and really the draft in general. Mike Dettillier is the best at being able to cover some of those things, but you know him from his he sounds like he's from Louisiana, and because he is, and that's what we love about him. Nonetheless, he is going to talk a little bit about the Saints draft, some ups and some downs, and I think he can give us some insight into who they took at quarterback, which is intriguing nonetheless. Do want to get to more of the Atlanta Falcons sound here, though, Bo, because like we've talked about all morning, and I give you credit for this, and you can touch on this real quick. If you listen close enough, and you always brought this up about Arthur Smith, you've brought this up about Terry Fontenot, you've brought it up about a lot of people within the organization, but if you just put your ear to the ground, just consider it the railroad tracks. You just put your ear to the ground and listen close enough. The little snippets they give you will give you a lot of insight into what they're trying to get accomplished.
Yeah, everybody gets mad at coach speak, but so many of them, there's what Raheem does at times, which is the Dan Quinn thing where you answer a question without ever answering it. And then there's other guys that try to give you a little insight, and when they do, they pretty much tell you everything. But if the problem is we don't hear the verbiage that we want to hear.
Yeah.
So we automatically go, well, he didn't answer the question.
No, it was a non-answer. Well,
he did. You just didn't hear the exact thing he was saying, so you just threw it off like, no, I didn't answer it. But no, these guys will tell you stuff. I mean, it's funny because they're very coded with what they say, but if you understand the code, you'll hear it.
Yeah. And honestly, yesterday, part of the fun was, and we kind of laughed earlier because Jeff Olbrich, we haven't had much of a chance to hear from him at all, and you got all the assistants yesterday, And Jeff Olbrich obviously was tasked with answering a lot of questions that weren't about football, but you got all the assistants out. One of the guys I thought was awesome in this was Jacquees Smith, the outside linebackers coach. And look, just straight up, one of the first questions he got was, talk to me about the infusion of talent you've got now.
It always helps when you're able to bring in some talented players like we were able to do. I think, you know, just being able to do that type of stuff obviously raises the floor for your team and hopefully, you know, get these guys going.
Raises the floor is something that sticks out to me. Bo, because you and I have talked about athleticism that's needed. You need to be able to tackle an open space. And I think when he talks about raising the floor, it's simply even if you get caught out of position, a lot of times you're athletic enough and you're fast enough, you can make it look right, or you can at least limit the damage.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you have that's the thing that I love Nate Landman. I mean, the landmine, right? But what do you think of him as a guy that has makeup speed?
That's not going to be his strength.
And look, part of the problem with that I felt last year with our linebacker crews, everybody wanted to blame the defensive line for getting gashed. But you know, Mike, you know this. When you're getting downfield on blocks, if guys try to run around them, they'll at times run themselves out of place because not only does it make it at times easier for you to block them, but the running back also sees a lane open up because. Where, you know, it creates natural gaps and holes instead of clogging that hole by taking on the blocker and then kind of making you have to figure out how to get around it and then shedding. These guys are running around, and what it was doing was creating gaping holes. I think part of this thing, too, is these are, especially with Jalen Walker, we know Jalen Walker was you don't get on the field at Georgia by just kind of doing your own thing. You do exactly what they teach you to do or you don't play. And that's just how it is. And because guess what? Everybody there's a five-star with immense talent. Not a lot of Jalen Walkers, but so these guys know how to do it the right way.
Yeah. Nate Landman was just one of those guys that just pounded it in there, you know, every other play.
Oh, he did? Is that what he did?
Yeah.
He just pounded it in there?
Yeah, he just did.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Can't even go any further, man. Look, Jacquees Smith yesterday. Y'all got to stop laughing. Allie's over here. She's having a time. I got to look at the window. Jacquees Smith also talked about, look, man, I think when you look at it, you technically drafted two edge guys, but these guys are a little bit different.
I mean, just speaking again to Jalen's versatility, you know, he's been doing a lot of things where he's stacking, being a stack backer, being able to blitz and do coverage and do a lot of different, you know, Swiss Army things where you can move this guy around like a chess piece. Also, James has done it as well, too. But James, where he's going to make his living, what he's done predominantly in college is be on the edge. That's where he's mostly made his money. And then, you know, so you got two pieces that you'll be able to move around like a chess piece on our defense. And you combine it, man, you put it in a pot of gumbo, and, man, hopefully it tastes good. You know,
it's kind of funny. That kind of goes against what Barrett said earlier. Is that, hey, we don't want him doing too many things. We want him to kind of hone in on, you know, doing this because there's other guys that are on the defense, and you don't want to have too many moving parts, which can kind of get people out of position at times. Because look, that's a lot of guys that have to be on the same page. Well. The Queens was like, nah, man, I mean, that's a chess piece. I mean, it could be whatever. But it also goes to what I've talked about, that Jalen Walker's the type of guy that does multiple things, including spy the quarterback. And that is something that we did not do. We have been abso-bleeping-lutely brutal when it comes to any kind of quarterback that has any type of movement. I mean, hell, Bryce Young shook us last year,
dude.
Late in the season, you know, Jaden Daniels just absolutely ripped our heart out, stomped on it, and then threw it in our face. I mean, you look at what hell Josh Dobbs became, Steve McNair 2.0 2 years ago, and don't even bring up Kyler Murray shook off one of the bigger players
Baker
on our defense
like,
2 years
they've
ago.
They've all done it. It seems like everybody.
It becomes a mobile running quarterback when they play our defense.
Yeah.
And these are two guys that hunt down anybody with the ball in their hands. They have elite closing speed, especially Jalen Walker.
Yeah. I think there's any doubt about it. And to me, what the difference was between what Barrett Rood said and Jacquees Smith is I think Barrett Rood was talking about positionally, Like, that's what I took away from him. He's like, positionally, we don't want to ask him to play multiple positions. And I think what when you hear Jacque Smith and he's talking about, you know, you stirred into a pot of gumbo, to me, he's like, they're going to be, you know, edge rushing, but speed rush. You'll run stunt games. You'll, you know, stand up. You put your hand in the dirt. You'll do a number of different things. And you'll be able to work with different defensive linemen. You know, a TE stunt from a guy like, I don't know, Jalen Walker and Zach Harrison or something like that. So there's a lot of different options there. But I'm with you. I think that when you listen to both of them, I think it's so easy for us to look at it and look at these rookies and say, man, the options are endless. But you don't want to overload them. You don't want to overload everybody else. And I think that's something we're going to have to keep at the forefront of our thought process, especially just early in the season, man.
Yeah, but Mike, I don't think there's any doubt. Do you have any doubt in your mind that if when we play Jaden Daniels, I think I'm pretty positive they're on the schedule this year, that's what you're going to be doing? You're going to have Jalen Walker spine? Or when we play, I mean, you know, even go as far as Kyler Murray this year. You don't think that's going to be a thing where Jalen Walker is going to have in certain situations a spiral? I mean, you go look at it, J.J. McCarthy maybe. Maybe yeah. Even J.J. McCarthy would be a guy, you know what, get to spy a little bit. Josh Allen, you play at home this year.
Dude.
These are guys that know how to run with the football in their hands. You can't tell me that you don't think Jalen Walker might be used in a situation. I think that's kind of what Jacquees was mentioning with Jack of all trades, because to me that's still telling the guy to go get the quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I am curious to see if you do have a spy, and let's say Jalen Walker obviously has been used in the edge. I think Divine Diablo fills that role as well. He's a 4-4 guy. They talked about his athleticism. We played the cut earlier. He's a former safety from college. He's so rangy. But he's also got a level of physicality. So if he's on the field, I think that's a role that he could kind of fill the void as well and, you know, maybe not put it on one person. So I don't know, man. It's going to be fun. We're 2 weeks away, reminder, 2 weeks away from the NFL schedule release. Big, big day. 2 weeks away from the NFL schedule release. That's going to be a lot of fun to cover. See who's coming, see who's going, and when. So we'll cover that from top to bottom. Mike Dettillier. Coming up on the other side, I got so many questions for him as far as the Saints draft. What was good? What was bad? What's going on at the quarterback position? He's the best, man.